Experts are also shining a light on reasons why so many Australians with intellectual disabilities are needlessly dying from avoidable conditions at a young age. Those with an intellectual disability say it's not uncommon for doctors to dismiss their concerns or even ignore them altogether. And it's prompted calls for an overhaul in the way doctors are trained. Rhett Burney reports.
When 32-year-old Tara Aleph began suffering sudden and excruciating pain last year, her parents took her straight to the emergency department.
I was in pain. I was frightened.
But the Sydney public servant, who lives with Down syndrome, says fear turned into frustration because the medical team didn't ask her any direct questions or even examine her.
I had a blood test, X-ray, scans, and I saw lots of different doctors. They speak to me too quickly and didn't understand me at all.
Hours later, and with no diagnosis, Tara was about to be sent home. It was only when her mother Margot asked her to point to where her pain was that doctors discovered she needed to have her gallbladder removed.
Frustration is because they don't listen to us. Yeah, they don't pay attention to us.
Julie Hoisted also knows that frustration. Her son Joshua, who had an acquired brain injury and lived in a group home, had a swollen testicle that was only discovered when it became so enlarged it was visible to others.
When he had the operation and the doctor tapped me on my shoulder and said, "I've just got to let you know that Joshua has very aggressive cancer."
Julie was told her son also needed chemotherapy.
And when we sat in there, Joshua kicked me in the leg and the doctor said, "Your son won't be able to have chemotherapy because he wouldn't be able to sit and just have that chemo done, so we won't be doing that for him."
Do you think things could have been different if he had have had chemotherapy?
He should have been given the option of having it done.
Her son Joshua died in 2015. He was just 45 years old. Professor Julian Troller from the University of New South Wales says Tara and Joshua's cases aren't isolated.
Unfortunately, they are quite common. In fact, having cancer increases your risk of death 8 times if you're a person with intellectual disability.
Professor Troller has today published a study examining why more Australians with an intellectual disability die from potentially avoidable deaths than the rest of the population. The average age of death is 50. The study says that's because people with an intellectual disability have little or no access to screening or awareness programs, something that could be changed.
A reporting system that looked at causes of death and reasons people have died. We also need improved training for our future doctors and nurses.
As for Tara, she's got a few tips of her own for the medical profession.
Listen carefully, ask simple questions, use pictures to help me understand and answer questions, and talk to me.
At Sydney woman Tara Aleph, ending Rhett Burney's report.